You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Christmas Eve service. Please enjoy.
Father, we come into your presence with confidence, with assurance because of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask that you would come into this building, that you would come and you would minister just the wonder of you coming. God, we need you. We need you desperately. And we thank you that you came as a baby. You can relate to each one of us. And so we just ask you to come. We minister to each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand and...
Well, this is where we usually do a meet and greet song, but we won't make you meet and mingle too much, but maybe just turn around and say hello to a few people nearby you, and as we sing, go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds sleep, they're watching, or silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone.
So at this time, you may be seated. At this time, we're going to relight our Advent candles, and I'm going to invite Andy and Dixie to come and light our candles for us. And then, yeah. I'll just make sure. Ah, you saw it light, Andy. Okay. You go ahead. Yeah. So we... And the big one now, the Christ candle. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thanks so much. We light the candle of hope. We light the candle of peace and the candle of joy and the candle of love and the Christ candle to proclaim that out of love for the world, God dispelled darkness forever through the birth of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And so we pray. And we're going to pray our... So we pray that we're going to pray the Advent prayer that we have up on the screen here. And if you would like to pray with me, we'll pray it together. Heavenly Father, as we light the fourth candle of this Advent wreath, we reminded of your enduring love. May the light of this candle shine forth as a symbol of the love you have shown through your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill our hearts with your love and help us love one another as you have loved us. Amen. Amen. So I want to read, I want to call us to worship. This is scripture from Isaiah and in Psalms, and it says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice, let the seas roar and all that fills it. Let the mountains and fields exult and everything in them. Let all the trees in the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth." Would you stand with us again?
Let's sing "Angels We Have Heard on High."
Mountains.
It's okay. It is so. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's pray. God, creator of all life, you made us in your image. You sent your son to share our flesh. Tonight we celebrate the glad time of your birth. We pray that your love may be born anew in us. Help us to respond to the greatness of your love by sharing it with others. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I'm going to invite my son to come and read the Christmas story again. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't he look enthused? It's here, okay? There you go.
Luke 2:1-20.
Speak loud.
Okay. The birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph went up to Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his brother, who was with the child. And while they were there in the time of for her to give birth, she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. But because there was no place for them in the inn, and the same region there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, for I bring you great joy, which would be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among those whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they had made known that the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who had heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Yeah. Lord, bless your word. Bless your word.
Let it penetrate each one of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to share a little bit. I won't talk as long as I normally do. God with us. It all leads to this. The manger, the child, the Word made flesh on Christmas Eve. We step into the heart of the story. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. God with us. In a dark and broken world, Jesus is the light that shines. God did not stay distant, church. He drew near. He chose to enter our humanity, not as a conquering king, but as a vulnerable baby. Heaven came down and met earth in the most unexpected way. And tonight, I want to encourage you, I want to encourage us to remember that Christmas is not just about a moment in history, it's about a Savior who still steps into our lives, bringing hope where there is despair, peace where there is chaos, and joy where there's sorrow. If we ever needed a king to enter our world to bring peace, to bring hope, to bring joy, it's today. God answered to a broken world was not sending an idea or a system or even a prophet. He sent himself. That baby would become a man. This is the point of this whole season. The baby became a man and would offer himself as a sacrifice for all humanity. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Can I say that again? He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. No one can come to the Father without coming to him first. To him first. And see, we all fall short of the glory of God. We all do. And we all need a Savior. And that is why Jesus came. We need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior. He came to open the door, so that we might be reconciled with our Heavenly Father. That's the purpose of Christmas. Oh, we're going to try. That's all right. It's like, I'm almost done now. But praise the Lord. God is good. Yeah. That we might be reconciled. That we might be saved from our sins. Woo. Let me just share one more thought, because I don't want to be long-winded. Before we pray. If we want to experience Christmas the way that God intended us to experience it, we need to make room for Jesus. I'm always reminded at this time of year how busy and crazy life can be, but we got to make room for Jesus. Too many people are stressed out about little things. But what would Christmas morning look like if you just said, you know what? I'm not going to be busy. I'm not going to worry about all this stuff. I'm just going to make room for my Savior. Wouldn't it be so much more enjoyable as you spent time with your friends and your family and you made room for Jesus? And I guess that is my challenge or encouragement to you tonight is that tomorrow, when tomorrow morning comes, make room for Jesus. Include him in what you're doing. Don't worry about if something doesn't go as planned. It's okay. Amen? And that's that's the gist of it. I don't got much more to say tonight, but make room for Jesus. And let me, I will just say this, if you haven't met Jesus yet, he's awesome. He loves you. He came for you. And he has a purpose and a plan for you. For you. To give you a hope and a future. And so if you've never made that step, I want to encourage you to do that. I remember my friend Donnie Jones. You know how he got saved? He just said, "Lord, break down the walls." That was his salvation prayer. Sometimes you just need to say, "Jesus, break down the wall. Jesus, come in." And include him in your life. Amen? Okay. Let's see. I lost my schedule. Oh, God is good. God is good. Let me pray. Come, Lord Jesus, where there is hatred, give love. Where there is sadness, give joy. Where there is discord, give peace. Come, Lord Jesus, be light for our darkness. Come, Lord Jesus, be born in our hearts through faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the worship team to come again.
To sing an old favorite of mine, Silent Night. So I'll invite you to stand.
Oh,
next, we have Ren, who's going to come and share a couple songs with us.
Testimony. This is the very first song that I wrote. It's about 18. God about something, very first time ever sought him about something, and looking for an answer. He never answered me, and prayed for 3 months, and he still never answered me, and for the very first time, I questioned his existence, and it just scared me so bad. So I came to myself, I said, you know what, like, God, you're not real to me anymore, but I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to keep believing. I'd rather believe in a God, even if he didn't exist, than to not believe in him. So I just kept praying, and 1 week later, he answered me. Hallelujah. But that took me on a bit of a journey, and knowing that God was real really rocked my world, like just knowing, and man, I just had to give him everything. Like I'm gonna be a martyr for him. And I asked him one day, I'm like, God, it makes no sense why you had to die. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And so it took me on a couple year journey, and because of the intensity of my faith, nobody really told me why Jesus had to die, and so it was kind of a workspace thing, you know. I felt like maybe Martin Luther King a little bit, you know, and I suffered from oppression for 2 years. Had a really hard time, cried out to God for 2 years, and I was never enough. And I would actually drive myself into this oppression because it made me feel hardcore. You know, I felt like a martyr. I was a martyr inside, but it bore no fruit at all. And so I was really crying out to God. And he finally spoke to me. And it was through a song that was playing. There was a video playing downstairs, and a song that was playing. See the tree of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. Well, that's not the song I'm doing. So I would sing that song, and during the song, as it was playing, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Ren, it's grace. Heaven is a gift. It's not something you earn. It's my grace. So I would sing that song, and the oppression would lift, and brought me into 2012, and I still wanted to be hardcore for God, but I was at a winter camp, and he told me to look around, and he showed me the oppression in the room, and all of these Christians were suffering with the same oppression. I saw it, and he said, now I want you to love on these people. So I did. It was a year of life. But at the very end of 2011, this song came to me. Special song. I didn't realize it was just the Spirit of God came on me. That's the story behind the song. This last song is just a Merry Christmas to you all. Gifts fit our sorry, I'm just losing myself here. Gifts for little ones. Oh man. Well, thanks. I'm gonna just try this again. Children's faces are all aglow. There's a sparkle in their eyes. Grandma's house tonight. What a gift for little ones. I got her. Friendly smiles, I know. The fireplace all aglow. Boy, sure feels like home. Yeah, it feels just like home. Yeah, it feels just like home. There's a star up in the sky. And it's shining down on me. Yeah, it feels just like home. Yeah, it feels just like home. There's a star up in the sky. And it's shining down on me. So Merry Christmas to Daddy. Merry Christmas to your mom. Merry Christmas, Debbie. Merry Christmas to you, John. Merry Christmas, Bruce. Merry Christmas to you all. 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 Merry Christmas to you, Lord. Christmas to you, Lord. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Good stuff. Well, let me just pray for you guys and just praying that you guys have a wonderful time with your families and friends. And let me pray. May the peace of God reign in your hearts. And the love of God forever hold you tight. May the Spirit of God flow through your life and the joy of God uphold you this night and as we enter this new year. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. I want you to join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to worship with you.